Star Wars 7x7, episode 3246. The Pit is the 8th of 9 episodes of Star Wars Visions. It is also the darkest one of the episodes so far, on a par with some of the most horrific stuff in the Andor series. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we'll do this in our typical 7 takeaway breakdown fashion, starting with when this might happen. Obviously, with the presence of stormtroopers, this puts us in the dark times and possibly even further into original trilogy territory. Beyond that, there are no other clues for when a story like this might take place again. This is not canon storytelling. You could equate it with legendary stuff like the Legends of Luke Skywalker or Myths and Fables or Dark Legends, if I'm getting my Myths and Fables and Legends types of stories mixed up together, right? You know what I'm talking about. And this one, perhaps because it is in partnership with Lucasfilm Limited, has a roster of familiar voices, particularly Steve Blum, who is best known as Zeb in Star Wars Rebels, contributes some voice work here. So does Matthew Wood, probably best known for his General Grievous and Bib Fortuna work in the Book of Boba Fett, in the latter. And then also David Diggs, who would definitely be better known as the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson in the Hamilton musical, who also did a voice in 4 episodes of Star Wars Resistance, is the voice of Crux, the main character in this episode. So for a third takeaway, this is the darkest episode of Star Wars Visions and rivals Andor in the sense that in the Narkeena 5 episodes in Andor, we just saw a very hopeless prisoner situation happen, and something similar kind of happens, but even worse in its way, with the dig that is going on where stormtroopers march a bunch of prisoners into a barren wasteland and get them to start digging, and they dig deeper and deeper and deeper until they reach a point where their pickaxes will no longer get through the rock, and the stormtroopers decide that everything that can be mined of value out of that pit has been mined, which is kyber crystals, we come to find out. And once it's over, the stormtroopers leave, and there are dozens, if not hundreds, of prisoners down in this pit, which is seemingly dozens of stories deep, but they are just left there. They are abandoned to starve and die. For a fourth takeaway, in one of the more fascinating sequences that I've seen in Vision so far, there's a time lapse that happens as the pit is growing deeper. There's a city nearby that is rising up. And there's all this traffic to and from the pit in the city. So you get the idea that the riches that are being mined from this pit are going to build this enormous city that is off in the distance. And I was trying to gauge how long this time lapse period may have gone. It can't have gone very long because the characters, as we see them at the start of the pit digging, and then when we see them when the stormtroopers abandon them, there's no real apparent age change in them. So maybe a year or two? But it's still a really remarkable sequence. And then the source of heartbreak and hope, as Crux, our main character, says that, you know, there's supposed to be a city out there and I'm going to climb to the top and get out of here and get people to come help us. So for a fifth takeaway, without spoiling things too greatly, I'll just say that this episode has an incredible rise and fall with its heartbreak and its hope and its horror and its possibility of rescue. Yeah, just the levels that it goes through in such a short amount of time are, you know, really amazing and well done. And yeah, I just feel like this one is kind of on an Andor par in terms of the emotional roller coaster that you go on throughout this story. As a sixth takeaway, I'll mention little nitpick things I have. When they start digging the pit and an additional group of prisoners arrive, there's a ramp to get down into the pit because you can't just walk into the pit, or you can't jump into the pit. They've gotten already too deep. So I'm surprised that the ramp didn't just continue down and, you know, allow for people to get out, unless that was just the stormtroopers' idea. Once they got enough prisoners into the pit, they weren't letting anybody come out, and they were just airdropping supplies to them or what? I don't know. So that was one thing. And the other thing has to do with a chant from the prisoners that happens, which is happening over a thunderstorm. And so, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, is that the right time for the chanting to happen? Again, with trying not to spoil the story, basically, for you. And for 7 takeaway, we'll do a fun fact and just one little fear I had about how it was going to turn out. But there is, when Crux gets to the city, there is a little monument thing that he stands up on in a town square, and it has an Arabesh plate on it, which says Crystal City. So that's the name of the city that has been built, very appropriately named. And as for a fear, I'll just say, and again, trying not to spoil the episode for you, but when the people in the pit start chanting, there is a moment where it seems like hope is arriving. And I had a moment where I thought, oh my gosh, the way this episode has been going, they're going to turn it on us again and have stormtroopers kill people. And I'm curious to see if you have that same reaction. But it turned out that was not the case after all. And I was actually quite relieved as a result. So yeah, very emotional episode overall and very well done. So that is The Pit, which is the 8th episode of season 2 of Star Wars Visions. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.